Australia and East Timor will face off in The Hague today over a dispute which covers the lucrative oil and gas fields between the two nations and which is at the centre of this week's spying controversy. East Timor's government is expressing outrage that it's without a key witness because of the raids conducted this week by Australia's domestic spy agency on the Canberra offices of its lawyer, Bernard Collaery, and on the home of a former Australian intelligence agent. The Attorney-General, George Brandis, says he authorised the raids on the grounds of national security and insists it was not an attempt to impede the Hague case. But East Timor's government is not convinced, and international law experts are questioning the legal basis of the ASIO raids. Will Ockenden has our report.
It's Australia versus East Timor in the international arena of The Hague over a lucrative treaty with billions of dollars of oil and gas at stake.
East Timor feels that it's been sort of disadvantaged by that treaty.
It's the alleged actions of Australian spy agency ASIS in Timor nearly a decade ago that have led to the arbitration. The claims are that ASIS bugged the rooms of the Timorese cabinet, giving Australia the upper hand in negotiations over the boundaries of a rich oil and gas field worth tens of billions of dollars. But it's the actions of Australia's other spy agency, ASIO, in raiding the Canberra offices of the lawyer for East Timor and the home of an unnamed intelligence whistleblower, which are now coming under scrutiny.
The legal basis for the raids conducted by ASIO is very shady.
Chris Michelson is a senior lecturer in law at the University of New South Wales. He says the ASIO raids are questionable.
I don't think that necessarily it would disrupt the case in The Hague too significantly. It seems, on face value, it seems it's more a sort of an intimidation operation.
Yesterday, the Attorney General George Brandis issued a ministerial statement explaining the possible reasons for the ASIO raid. He said under the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation Act, specifically Section 25, ASIO can request the Attorney-General to approve a search warrant
in the protection of the Commonwealth and its people from espionage, sabotage, politically motivated violence, attacks on Australia's defence system or acts of foreign interference, and the protection of Australia's territorial and border integrity from serious threats.
George Brandis wouldn't say which of those categories the raid falls under, citing national security. The East Timorese government is far from convinced, claiming it was done to muzzle and impede its case in The Hague. In a statement, the country's Prime Minister said it's not about national security, as it has been characterised by Australian officials. Chris Michelson agrees.
It's been claimed by Brandis that the basis for the raid is Section 25 of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation Act. But if you actually look at Article 25 of that Act, it basically allows ASIO to conduct raids for the protection of national security. But if you look at the definition of security in the Act, it talks about espionage, about sabotage, about political motivated violence. And I can't quite see how information relating to a possible whistleblowing would relate to Article 25 of the ASIO Act.
The passport of a former spy was also seized in the raids and cancelled. He was supposed to give evidence in his involvement in the ASIS spying case.
It's a criminal offence for an ASIS agent to publicise any sort of information in relation to his employment at ASIS, and that would be a criminal offence. But ASIO is not in charge with investigating criminal offences. You know, if there was a criminal matter, it's for the Australian Federal Police or a regular prosecution to pursue the matter, not for ASIO. ASIO is an intelligence agency and can only enter and search premises on the basis of Article 25 of the ASIO Act.
Paul Collaery was an advisor to the East Timor government during the treaty negotiations.
I was responsible for a lot of the liaison and the media strategy and really the political strategy as well.
He says the East Timorese government knew they were likely being monitored, and the Hague case is an unneeded distraction for East Timor.
My concern as well is back in 2004-05, I mean, the newly developed country, this newly independent country, which had absolute mass poverty, mass unemployment, really no economic activity happening other than the offshore oil, Timor Sea negotiations became a huge distraction from the task of nation building. And my concern is that that will happen again and that Timor risks falling into the same trap of becoming preoccupied with this big bad foreign neighbour and it won't be able to really focus on what's really, really important.
That's the former advisor to the East Timor government, Paul Collaery, ending that report from Will Ockenden.